Larry Kuhn from ESPN and Spectrum Sportsnet joins us. Larry, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, Larry, let's get right to it. The NBA salary cap's an amazing beast. I follow you on Twitter, and you break it down. You make it seem so simple, and then I read stuff, and I'm like, what? And I got to read it 10 different times. So Kawhi Leonard, for instance, the Raptors, of course, can offer him the max deal. You can get $190 million. Great. They can offer him more money than anyone else and on a longer term. However, if he decides to go somewhere else, how much trouble are the Raptors in? Like, where would they go? How much cap space would they be able to sign on free agents?
Yeah, just think of it from a basketball perspective, first and foremost, right? Because if they lose Kawhi Leonard, there's a lot of trouble there. They have, they're close to the cap right now with everything that they have anyways. So Marc Gasol's taking up a bunch of the cap. Serge Ibaka's taking up a bunch. Kyle Lowry. So that's pretty much sucking up all their room.
Yeah, and
so teams have the ability to exceed the cap to keep their own guys. Those are called bird rights. So if Kawhi wants to re-sign, ignore the cap. Sign him up to the max, no problem. But if he goes, they're still at or close to the cap, and there's no room left to go and get somebody else.
So when you look at teams out there, like the New York Knicks, if I'm correct, I think have like $77 million that they could spend in maximum cap space. So, for instance, that would allow them to spend that on, if they wanted to sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving for $35 and $30 million, that would go to $65, and then they would still have $12 million. Is it that simple?
Basically, yeah. Teams either operate above the cap or they operate below the cap. And the Knicks are one of those teams that just cleared the decks for this summer. And they're going to have a lot of cap room, like you said, over $70 million to throw around. And then the question is, who's going to come get it?
Now, Larry, the Lakers just made a trade. They got rid of three players, freed up, I think, $6 million. And now they have $32 million to spend on a max contract. But they only have three guys on the roster. So what are the mid-level exceptions? How, if they signed a guy to a max, how would they fill out the remainder of their roster?
Yeah, that's a great question, because they did tweak the trade for Anthony Davis so that they can send out more in outgoing salary, which gives them enough room to sign a player at the max. So a Kawhi Leonard, a Kemba Walker, a Kyrie Irving, one of those types of players. They can now sign one of those and then complete the trade because they have enough outgoing salary to bring in Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis graciously waived his trade bonus. So once that happens, they're going to have whoever this guy is, they're going to have Braun, they're going to have Anthony Davis, they'll have Kyle Kuzma's the leftover, and that's it. So they have a lot of filling in to do. They have one exception called the room exception, which will let them sign somebody for about $4.8 million. After that, it's going to be all minimum salaries the rest of the way. And teams can always exceed the cap to spend on the minimum. So what they're hoping for at that point is basically ring chasers, guys who are veterans, who may have earned their bankroll in their career and are now looking to come someplace else and get a ring with these guys.
Larry Kuhn from ESPN and Spectrum Sportsnet joins us talking NBA salary cap. So what's the minimum salary now for this coming season in the NBA?
Well, the minimum salary always varies by how many years the player has in the league, but they don't want him to shy away from older veterans either. So they changed the cap hit on these guys. The minimum salary is going to be around $900,000, basically, for what the cap charge is going to be. So they have the opportunity to offer that amount to pretty much anybody they want to. You can keep doing that.
So basically $1 million for a guy, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, in some circles, $1 million is actually a lot of money.
Oh, no, I understand that. I guess I'm throwing it by NBA standards. If you're a veteran and you've made, I guess, $100 million in your career, well, then obviously you're going to go for it. Like, I look at Boogie Cousins, for instance, and he signed for people thought was a bargain deal at only $5 million. Granted, he was injured for part of the season. But, you know, $1 million, like, I guess we'd have to start looking at free agents around the league. And would there be... Because if they could sign one guy, you said at that mid exception at $4 million, you said, or 4.2, whatever that number is.
4.8, yeah.
4.8. So you could sign. Can you sign one guy at 4.8, or could you split that 4.8 up into two players? Is that allowed?
You can split that exception up. The other thing is that $1 million, that's the cap hit on those guys. They don't want to have teams shy away from older veterans, so that's all they charge on the cap. But the player makes more depending on how many years he's been in the league. So it could be closer to $2 million, which is a little bit more breathing room. Like for the Lakers, Rajon Rondo came for a minimum deal this past year. They can get older veterans like that, most likely, who are going to come out and fill out the roster.
Larry Kuhn joins. Now, Larry, there was a report out today, and not surprising, that the Warriors are going to offer Klay Thompson the five-year max of $190 million. Like, because he wasn't a third-team All-Star, he loses out on $30 million, which is kind of crazy to me. But so I assume he'll stay there. If they lose Kevin Durant, are the Warriors in a good financial position to replace him, or are they similar to the Raptors where they won't have a lot of money left?
Yeah, the Warriors have so much money going out to so many people that it's going to be tough. You know, Steph Curry, who next year will be making $40 million. You still have Iguodala on the books. So it's not going to be easy for them. Oh, and Draymond Green, I forgot about. So it's not going to be easy for them to, or even really possible, to spend a lot of money on people if Kevin Durant leaves. Of course, if there's one team that could withstand the possible departure of a superstar, it'd be Golden State, just because they're so loaded.
Now, when we talk the max contract, let's say you want to sign a free agent, and you know, I know that Kawhi Leonard could get 190 from Toronto, but then I think it's something like 150 on a 4-year deal from everybody else. Does to sign a guy to a max deal, but let's say you don't want to pay him the max of 40, if you sign him to 30, does that still qualify under the max, even if you don't go right to the maximum level? Is there a rule on that?
No, that's a limit for how much you can sign a player. It's a ceiling.
Okay.
There is no floor. If a player like that decided to accept the minimum, accept that $1 million, they can do it.
Okay, but so that would just free them up more maximum cap space, or is it just one max deal? Or do you have $60 million in, quote, max money, and if you want to split it up with three guys at $20 million each, you can do that?
No, the team has one set of cap room, and then they have those bird exceptions that are on a player-by-player basis. So for that one player with those bird rights, you can sign up to the maximum.
Okay. And is there, like, is it kind of like baseball luxury tax? Like, if you go over the cap in the NBA, there's really no penalty at all, is there?
Not until you get up to the luxury tax threshold. So above the cap, you know, the cap is just the point at which you can stop throwing around cap room,
okay,
spending money without regard. Once you're above the cap, you have to start using exceptions, mid-level exception, those bird exceptions, things like that. But once you get up too high, once you get up to the luxury tax level, then you're starting to spend money. You're starting to pay $1.50 per dollar penalty, and the penalty just ramps up after that and gets pretty onerous pretty quickly.
So outside of the New York Knicks, we know the Clippers, is Sacramento and Brooklyn, do they not have a lot of max cap space? Could those two be big-time players if players actually wanted to go there?
Brooklyn will absolutely be a big-time player here. And Kyrie is one person who might end up going to Brooklyn. And they could still flip some people. You assume that if Kyrie goes there, then D'Angelo Russell is going to be cut loose. So they could potentially make some moves and get up to a second max spot if they wanted to. Sacramento's going to have some room. A lot depends on what happens with Harrison Barnes. But Sacramento traditionally hasn't been a free agent destination. And when you're looking at so many teams with cap room and such a seller's market, players are going to have the opportunity to pick and choose where they want to go. This is the first time we've really had this kind of situation where we have all four teams in the two biggest markets, Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, and Brooklyn Nets, who all have enough room to go out and sign max salaries, and in some cases two. So I think that there's going to be a lot of gravity there where players are just going to gravitate to those teams. Maybe not the Knicks. The Knicks could be in a situation where they're left holding the bag. But I think that a lot of the free agents are going to end up in one of those markets and not leave that much for anybody else, especially if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto.
Now, what about New Orleans after they unload Davis? Of course, they got the number one overall pick. They're going to end up, they traded the fourth. They got two other picks. Do they have a lot of cap space now because of trading Davis?
they're going to end up with a little one. They could get up close to a max salary range also. A lot of that depends on what they do with Julius Randle. Again, not the kind of market that's traditionally been a free agent destination. But if you're New Orleans, you're building around youth at this point, mm-hmm. and you're going to look for kind of cheaper and up-and-coming players that you might want to complement the guys you have.
And, Larry, one last one for you. We've seen Jimmy Butler now, lots of talk that he might leave the 76ers. And, you know, some people were talking a sign-and-trade because it benefits the Sixers. I'm not sure. Let's say there is no sign-and-trade and Jimmy Butler elects to walk. Does that leave Philly in a similar situation to Toronto where they don't have a lot of room to sign a free agent to replace him?
You know, if everybody there leaves, which includes Harris, includes Redick, then they're going to have a little bit of room.
Okay.
But, you know, basically they have Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and a core around that. That's sucking up most of the room right there. I think that they could withstand losing Jimmy Butler, but he would be tough to replace.
And I lied, Larry. I do have one more. You mentioned the four major in the two big cities. Is there anybody else you think that could be a big player in free agency that people haven't talked a lot about? So there's so much focus on Brooklyn and the Knicks and, of course, the Lakers and the Clippers. Is there someone else that you think could be a big-time player in free agency?
Well, in terms of a player, I'm not so sure. In terms of the linchpin of a lot of things that are going to happen, it's Milwaukee.
Okay.
Just because with Chris Middleton and other players that they have, whether they stay or go could really have a profound effect, not only on Milwaukee, but on what a lot of other teams do. So in terms of teams with cap room that might do something, you know, Boston, obviously, who might be the destination for Kemba Walker, Dallas could end up stepping up and doing something. Those are the teams that I'd watch beyond the ones that we've been talking about.
Larry, great stuff. I really appreciate it. Great follow on Twitter at Larry Kuhn. And, of course, we can read your stuff at ESPN and Spectrum Sportsnet. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.